Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clutter Shack Entertainment Reports Live right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Beth, a.k.a. The True, and Happy New Year, the baby new year. It's here. Are you excited? I am. Right. So many people are so glad to say goodbye to 2016. I had mixed feelings regarding 2016, but 2017 is here right now, and I'm so happy. So wishing all listeners and supporters a happy, happy, happy new year. May it be a year filled with love and prosperity, and may all of our dreams come true, right? And we let's spread love. Spread love. Do the best to do things that we love to do. What's that old saying? You can earn money doing things you love and you won't feel like you work a day in your life, right? So let's do our best to enjoy what we do, even if you feel like it's like one of my former managers at Tata would say sometimes when you feel like you're in that mediocre position or whatever. Remember, be the best you can be. You know, be the best you can be. If you feel like, hey, I have reached the top, I've done all I can do, there's something else, time for that second career, time for me to bring out that hidden talent, you know, do it. That's my thing this year, to stop putting my own dreams on the back burner. Really go for it. Really go for it. And that's the way I have been in, as a child and as a young adult, I'm 48. And for some reason, I feel like I really don't just step out there and go for it and take the risk that I should. Even though I do take risk, I don't feel like I really did that 2,000% in to really go for it, and especially when going after my own dreams, going after my own goals, or reaching to a certain point and then, exactly what I just said. That's like, okay, I know, but then I don't know. Many of you probably know what I'm talking about. So just going after it. My thing is to live my dreams, help others that want me to help them live their dreams. We're all connected, like I talked about last week here on blogtalkradio.com, Clutter Shack Entertainment Reports Live. But it's been an amazing, amazing New Year's Eve weekend. I had an awesome day at church this morning. Last night, I spent time with my mother. And we enjoyed watching Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve broadcast of course, the one and only Ryan, my boyfriend in my head, Ryan Seacrest, and that was an awesome, awesome telecast. I love now how they incorporate the different time zones now into the celebration. So that was what always bothered me since I was a kid. You know, only seeing the, you know, it's so much fun celebrating New York, but then also we're in different time zones. So it was amazing to also have a countdown again for Central Standard Time and also for the other time zones. And as I'm broadcasting, my great niece Aaliyah, who resembles me a lot, even though she looks like her parents, she decided she would like to play with me right now. So we hear a door opening and closing. That's my niece having fun with me. We've been having a fun day today. She just helped me cook a pie I have an icebox pie, which my mother, I think when my mother was on the show a few years ago, she shared her recipe for the lemon icebox pie. So I'm sure some of you probably went back to that archive show and wrote down those, some of those recipes that Mom had shared. So I hope everything turned out right. I have found out that when I follow recipes, if they're my mother's recipes or from cookbooks or from other people, when I follow recipes the way they're directed, my dishes come out perfect. You know, when you perfect a recipe, then that's when you can own, you can add your own signature touch, right? But I mean, but my sister, she would create. She would create. Okay, I know the recipe, but then also she's like, she will be like, okay, I'm going to create something else too. You know, already, her first time trying something new, she'll follow the recipe, but then she'll add her signature touch too. I am the person, I will follow the recipe to the T. Dot the I's, cross the T's, do all that, perfect the recipe. Then I'll add my signature touch. But my apologies, my son niece, Aaliyah. And Aaliyah, I should let her speak, because even though she's not even four, she'll be four. Her birthday is she was born not on St. Patrick's Day, the day before St. Patrick's Day. So her birthday is the 16th, March the 16th, so she'll be turning four in March. But she is a little lady. She's just amazing. If you follow my relatives and so on Facebook, then you know who I'm talking about. Let's see. I don't know if you know any of my relatives or my nieces. But, again, thank you for tuning in again. Happy New Year. Hopefully next week we can take callers. This is a test show, audio only mode show. And, of course, I've been watching football since I come in from arrived in from church, and my sister had cooked, and of course I cooked this one dessert, the lemon icebox pie, but my sister did the traditional greens and cornbread and black-eyed peas and some other items, and my mother had eaten when I arrived back from church. And I'm just trying to broadcast the wine show with you. Say hello to my listeners.
Hello.
You're on live radio. Hello.
Hello.
Say thank you for listening to the Truck Entertainment Report.
Thank you, Kitty Cat.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Aaliyah.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Okay. Thank you, Aaliyah. That was Aaliyah. She, you all will get to know more of her. She's amazing. She's very smart. She's a great dancer, great personality. Amazing. She's me. We look like Twinkies. She's the younger version of me, honestly. But getting myself back together, because they caught me on track. So I have a little guest appearance from someone. Again, this is a test show, and this is an audio mode phone show. Hopefully next week we'll be able to take calls, and we'll be in the chat room and so on. But I've been enjoying doing these test shows. And, of course, you know me, I'd love to incorporate the music. I think I said today I would announce, because I haven't done the best Hot 100 Guys list in a couple years, and I said I would announce it on the first. And I usually post on Facebook because that's when I start posting the best 100 Hot Guys list. And so I am going to do it right before Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day items are already out in stores. I'm not romantically involved with anyone right now, but I am a romantic, and Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays, and I think that would be a great time to announce those fantastic 100 hot guys that are not only pleasing to the eye, but do so much so much within their industries and within their communities also, as in if they have their own charitable organizations or just, you know, like to volunteer or donate their time or their money or whatever, just, you know, they care, that they really show they care. And a lot of guys are anonymous with their, where they volunteer or for people that they help, organizations that they help. But anybody who have, are familiar with My 100 Hot Guys, it's not just that the guys are hot, but they have brains and they really care and they really stand out within the industries that they are in. If they're in politics or if they're firemen or if they're actors or politicians, whatever, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, students or whatever, you know, you're really making a difference usually. Those games look great. You know, when I say look great, it can be from, oh, my God, different types. You know, not just a certain type, because I get suggestions also from friends and peers and colleagues, too, not just, me. But who's hot, who's popular, who's really making it happen. So that list will be coming out, not today, but right before Valentine's Day. I look forward to that, and I look forward to those guys. And also, I've even put, like, groups, like LeBaron Dallas. Like, those guys, I remember, probably the last time I did the list, they probably, like, number two, number three. I said the last time I did the list, it was a two-word crown, if I'm not mistaken, Ty Mock and Adam Rodriguez. If I'm not mistaken, the last time I did the list, like 2 years ago, and I did it pretty consecutive, like maybe four or five years. But if I'm not mistaken, they were the last ones. But 101 Year Prince was number one. Prince was number one. And I should remember, but I don't want to be wrong, but the Prince was number one. I'm thinking a rapper was number one before. I'm thinking, because I want to remember my years, because I think I started it like in 2010, 2011, whatever. But I seen a movie yesterday, Fences. Oh, my God. I have been hearing rave reviews regarding Fences. You all know last week I had seen Why Him, but I did see the last 20 minutes of Why Him yesterday. After Fences, as I finished viewing Fences, there was like 20 minutes left for Why Him, so of course I went in and I walked in right at one of my favorite scenes, you know, the ending scene. And everybody haven't seen the movie, so I won't go into it, but that movie's funny from the opening scene to the last scene. It is hilarious. But back to Fences. I had heard rave reviews, and oh, my God. I mean, the entire cast, wonderful. That Denzel Washington as Troy, oh, my God. I really need to see that Broadway play of Fences. But Fences, definitely an amazing movie, well-produced movie. And I noticed that I wonder if that casting director is the casting director that I once worked with when I was an extra in the chamber that was made here in Jackson. I remember befriending a PA, back in the day, in the late 90s, and I know we used to kind of keep in touch with one another as an aspiring actress, you know, and producer myself. We used to keep in touch, and I know she would work on some really amazing projects, but if this is the same Victoria Thomas that I know, that I met on the set, and who gave me some terrific advice in the late 90s when the chamber was filmed here in Jackson, wow, amazing. Big shout out to you, Victoria. Amazing. Because I've seen her name tagged on other movies, great movies, but then when I see Victoria Thomas, oh, my God, So if you're the same Victoria Thomas that befriended me and advised me and so on the State of the Chamber, oh, my God, congratulations on such an amazing body of work. But she, just like my friends recommended, you need to see Fences, I'm telling you. You need to see Fences. I'm trying to play catch up. Like I said last Sunday, and also trying to catch up the new releases, too. It's award season, and it's so important to know what's really going on, right, with film. But at the same time, we're getting ready for the Crossroads Film Festival here in Jackson, Mississippi, Madison, Mississippi. So we're planning, we're screening films. I am the volunteer music video showcase coordinator, so I need to, and the person that's assisting me also, but she's also working on the workshops, need to, you know, go through and sort the videos. And I'm so excited because the showcase is the kickoff of the festival. The original song video showcase kicks off and is in on that Thursday, April 6th, at the Malco Grandview Theater in Madison, Mississippi. And then also we're going to have an awesome after party. So been having an amazing time planning that event and the after party and all that, and the amazing talent that submitted videos. But we're busy doing that, the planning, the screening of films, and it's been some awesome films screened. And what we do, we screen the films either on our own, but then also there are screening parties that we attend, and they're awesome too. So it's really amazing getting ready for the Crossroads Film Festival for 2017, for this year. It seems weird not to say next year, but 2017 in just a few months, April the 6th through 9th here in Jackson, Mississippi. Go to the website, crossroadsfilmfestival.com. Sign up to get emails and information and newsletters, because honestly, people from around the world come here. I know I didn't make it last year because I was in Texas, and I just definitely wanted to. I did the best I could by doing my part throughout social media, promoting it and so on. But I've been a long-time supporter of Crossroads Film Festival, but I became actively hands-on involved for 2015, and it just was amazing. So for those of you that can come, can be a part, come check out the films, come support your favorite independent filmmaker, come check out, hey, the original song video showcase is going to be amazing. Come check out the video showcase, the after party events, just amazing. One thing about it, I love that watching the independent films are amazing, and networking with other film lovers and filmmakers, it's very fun. But then also, attending the workshops. The workshops are so amazing. The topics, and then for the ones that are from topics such as getting your young person into acting, or talking to filmmakers about the process of the business of making films, and from beginning to end, from concept to finalization, is fun too. And I know a couple of years ago there was a young lady marketing her internet show where she traveled across the country. That was a very good workshop also. So definitely visit the website. Crossroads Film Festival is on Instagram, Facebook. I share the Facebook page a lot and retweet a lot of Crossroads Film Fest information throughout Twitter. But definitely go to the website, sign up to get info. You will get information and updates regarding the film festival. And there will be some surprises and new additions also to this year's event also. We have another planning committee meeting coming up real soon. So I won't spill the beans until I'm definitely given a green light to talk about certain topics until things are really, really really, you know, really confirm, because I don't want to say something and have to backtrack. But there are some amazing additions that are being planned to be a part of this year's Crossroad Film Festival. So definitely go to the website and sign up to get newsletters or to be a volunteer or just to stay updated with what's going on also. Robbie Fisher is the chairman, and Michelle Baker is the coordinator, the executive coordinator of the event, and also Robert Tropp is the coordinator over the screening process. So just wanted to give you, if you need some contact names, those are the names. Okay, and I'm the volunteer original song music video showcase coordinator for the music video showcase that will be on the 6th, the first night of the event. Again, the events, the showcase will be held at the Melco Grand View Theater in Madison, and then also we will have an after party also. And then, but if you go to the website, you would get more information, and then in the near future, you would get itinerary of the scheduled events also, and also information regarding the volunteer positions also, which are, you know, amazing. So I definitely want to share that. But again, Simpsons, I told you I need to catch up. I need to check out new releases. That's the movie that came out on Christmas weekend that I have called, have checked out. So next, I think I have a couple that's on my next list, though. But I won't talk about that. So I guess we'll be reviewing movies real soon. Also, when you're able to call in and also able to chat with me, let's review movies and books and other other topics, you know, periodicals and magazine articles and so on. And I know my little niece really caught me off guard because I'm, you know me, I like to do my bullet points. I like to be spontaneous. I like to check out my bullet points. Usually I share information from my pastor's sermon. But last week we talked about connection, how we're all connected. The title of his message this morning was Stay Connected, the importance of staying connected. And so it was, well, I'm trying to remember. It was from John 15:4-5. So I'll talk more about that in the future. I think it's almost time for this Comcast to be concluded. Excuse me, I was thirsty. And there's a lot to talk about, but I don't want to go on and on rambling. We have an inauguration coming up, right, for our new president-elect. And we the first family, oh, my goodness. I love the first family of Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the kids and all. So it's amazing that they're staying in Washington, D.C., right, for like at least another year and a half until their daughter graduates from high school, huh? So the president said he will help President-elect. So that's a good thing. He said for us to give Trump a chance, right? Now, you all know I did vote for Trump, but I would have been, you know, just as delightful if Clinton and Hill and Bill had won, because I'm big fans and supporters of them also. I voted for Bill Clinton in the second term. That's the only time I voted Democrat for president. I would say that too, even though I'm a big fan of the Obama. Again, your love for America, what's greater, the love for America, for those that are anti-Trump supporters, your love for America is greater or your hate for Trump? Let's look at America. Let's look at where we need to come together. My longtime friend, my dear friend, a friend of mine, when I started my production company in the early 90s, was there for me. My dear friend, Arthur Kane, he just presented an awesome question on Facebook to the locals here in the state of Mississippi regarding Mississippi government. He asked the question, do you know who your senators are? who your representatives are, the people that represent the city and the counties that you're from? Do you know the projects that they're working on? You know, and that's important. Growing up in school, yeah, I love art. I love a lot of things, but a lot of people know my favorite topics were social studies, American government, economics, Mississippi government. Those are my favorite topics of mine. I graduated from school early. My senior year, my only two classes were economics and American government. So I said that to say this. It sounds, and I wrote back to Otha. So the great Mississippi government question and points that he made. Some of us, a lot of us, some politicians do their homework. In whatever city or state or country you're in around the world, it's important to know who's representing you. We are the people. If you are in any part of the world, whoever's representing you, they are your people, regardless of what type of government it is, a dictatorship or whatever. The government officials represent us. That's how you can get things to change. So it is important for us, wherever we live, you know, to know who our officials are. When I was in Dallas, a place I've loved and have embraced me since my youth, lived in Sherman the past year and a half, Texoma area, working in Oklahoma. Some of the first things that I wanted to know was about the government officials and what type of government ran and how things operate. So it is important to know who your officials are, what topics, what issues are important to them, and also to do your research and be in contact with those officials also. 10 more seconds before the regular time ends, but I have a few little minutes after this time runs out that I could talk a little. So you can email, because really planning on Culture Shock Entertainment Live to be more awesome than it has ever been since the premiere in March 2011. The email address is Culture Shock, KULTURESHOK, ENT_Beth@yahoo.com. I repeat, CultureShock_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOK ENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And also, you can tweet me at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, CultureShock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. I'm on Facebook. The CultureShock Entertainment Reports has a Facebook page. Definitely go straight there to CultureShock Entertainment Report and share info and post questions and share topic ideas. Definitely email and suggest topic ideas. You want to be a guest co-host, a business owner, a band. If you would like to give me an okay to play your music when I add music to the broadcast, and email me, CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. My friend DJ Slam, he sent me some music over the weekend. I remember back in the day when tapes were really hot. You guys remember that? Remember 48? And I remember back in the 80s, sometimes DJ Slam would just walk up to me and put a tape in my hand, a mixtape. It was mixtape days, you know. He just put a mixtape in my hand. And I was talking about, usually it would be a mixtape of Prince, you know, Prince music. And maybe it was some Run DMC or whatever mixed in, but it was so amazing. So he sent me some music last night. I haven't had a chance. And I thank him, too, because his mother is hospitalized. So thank you for doing that. And while your mother was hospitalized, also some praying that she's recovering. DJ Slam, that's my buddy, my partner. He's also, we long of us been working on music projects together also. He's native of here, but he's been based in Sacramento for the past for a minute now. But definitely sending prayers out to he and his family and to all of you, to you and yours. We just pray to be there for one another this year and to have a happier and healthier lives, right? And definitely we want to make more money, don't we? Yes, we do. And be successful in whatever endeavors, if we're students, if we're parents, even those of us that aren't parents. I mean, we all are connected, like we've been talking about the past couple weeks. We all are connected, and we all should be there for one another. And, you know, I'm just a believer that love wins at the period. I was about to say at the end, but love wins, period. So let's continue to spread love and so on. But I don't want the show to abruptly end, and because the 30 minutes is up, but I have this little grace period to talk. But definitely email me your media press kids, those that want to be guests, or those that would love to return, because there have been some amazing guests on the show. Dread Days, Peter Cook, True God Immortal, Belinda Renee, oh my God, Ebony Empress, who hosts her own show straight from England. So this is amazing. She and I, you know, like to connect our shows and visit each other's shows and so on. So just amazing. The people that call in and chat in the chat room. So definitely looking forward to that. And those that have expressed that you missed the broadcast the past year and a half, thank you for keeping in touch and networking with me throughout social media and in person. Okay, well, thank you so much for your love and support, and hopefully next broadcast we'll be able to interact, and it will just be this commentary type audio only test show. We'll be able to chat and so on. But that is coming. My friend Darryl Smith is looking forward to being a guest on the show also in early February. Original member of the Mississippi Mass Choir. You all know he and his brother, the Smith brothers. He travels the world with various gospel choirs also. So he's looking forward to being a guest, and he's really been preparing himself to talk about certain topics also. But again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, and sending, I guess, heavenly hugs also to those that we've lost, from our everyday friends to our favorite celebrities. I'm sending heavenly hugs out to those people that we've lost also recently and from throughout 2016. So let's keep our head up, in the words of Tupac. Keep our heads up and believe in the words of Chris Angel, right? But thank you again for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Live. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. God bless. And again, you can email at CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. God bless. Thank you for your love and support. Hugs and Happy New Year.